We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, there's hope that the Chicago Bar District's new interim CEO, a woman, can break up what has been considered an old boys club by some. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports.
Friends of the Park's executive director, Juanita Irizarry, tells WBBM that working collaboratively with Mike Kelly had been difficult, and that even before his mishandling of allegations from female lifeguards became news, that she had heard from women within the Park District that had left without filing lawsuits, but despite being highly qualified, had been looked over for promotion. Irizarry says she hopes Park's new interim CEO, Rosa Escareño, will bring about a much-needed change.
A female leader will, you know, really see it as a priority to break down some of that old boys club and make sure that women within the Park District have fair opportunities for advancement and are not experiencing harassment, abuse, or assault.
Irizarry adds that she hopes further investigation into the recent scandal, once completed with integrity, will hold accountable everyone involved. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's new head of streets and sanitation received high praise during today's city council meeting.
It seems that Chicago aldermen can all agree on one thing, and that's the appointment of Cole Stollard as the new commissioner of streets and sanitation.
We're all proud of the work you've done. We're all looking forward to working with you.
You earned this. You earned it.
Stollard has worked for the city for more than 20 years, most recently as Deputy Commissioner of Streets and Sanitation. In a moment of levity, 12th Ward Alderman George Cardenas said he'd be calling Stollard nonstop.
I don't need anything right now, but I sure will need something later.
Mayor Lightfoot even indulged in a bit of humor, acknowledging the difficult job that lies ahead.
When the snow falls, when the tree falls, when the garbage stinks, take this moment of adulation. Put it in your pocket, because you're going to need it. In those days.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Hospital staff, police, family, and friends gathered outside the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab today to cheer the release of Chicago Police Officer Carlos Yanez Jr. 2 months ago. He was shot 3 times in the line of duty during a traffic stop where his partner, Officer Ella French, was killed. Yanez is partially paralyzed and lost an eye. Keith Thornton Jr. was a dispatcher on duty that night.
This is what Chicago's about, and we are going to do so many great things. We have got to continuously help each other, encourage people. Chicago police, we love you. Fire department, we love you. City of Chicago, black communities, white communities, everyone, we love you. We have got to come together, though. And here's the start right here. This is encouragement. Right here, Mr. Yanez, Carlos Yanez Jr., just a special, spectacular warrior. And that's how we have to be as Chicagoans.
Two brothers, Imonte and Eric Morgan, are charged with shooting the officers. The West Suburban School Board member who says she's faced relentless harassment is speaking out about why she decided to quit the board.
Carolyn Weibel resigned from the St. Charles District 303 School Board, saying she has been harassed on social media, on emails, and at her home for about a dozen years. She's been on the school board for the last 4 years.
Someone has harassed me in my face walking into meetings when I was on a walker. I've had dead animals thrown in my driveway. My house has been vandalized. I've been followed and videotaped in a grocery store shopping with my son. My home was broken into. My car was vandalized.
Weibel said other school boards have protected their members when harassment occurs, yet District 303 has not. She is the second school board member to resign this year. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And residents on the north side neighborhood of Lincoln Square have chimed in on proposed improvements to a major thoroughfare.
The Chicago Department of Transportation wants to redesign Lincoln Avenue between Western and Catalpa. City officials want the foot traffic in that stretch of Lincoln to rival the walkability of Lincoln Avenue south of Lawrence. During last night's virtual public meeting on the project, a resident asked project manager Ellen Schmidt about pedestrian safety.
We are designing the project to reduce crash and calm traffic and to improve corridor safety. Some of those tools are reducing the travel lanes, widening the sidewalk, curb extensions where possible.
The newly redesigned Lincoln Avenue will be anchored by the Ainslie Art Plaza, which opened last year. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
What an exciting day at the Lincoln Park Zoo as the new lion habitat was officially opened to the public.
So we're bringing back the cats here to Lincoln Park Zoo.
A pride of four African lions made their public debut as the ribbon was cut on the new Pepper Family Wildlife Center.
3, 2, 1...
CEO Dr. Megan Ross says the $35 million renovation has been in the works for almost 10 years. The state-of-the-art habitat features new rock formations, climbing trees, and better cooling and heating elements.
Embarked on creating this habitat, we said, let's give them more of what they like and remove those areas that they are avoiding in their spaces. And that's how we facilitated making this design so dynamic and amazing for the lions.
During the construction, the lions were moved to the Rolling Hills Zoo in Kansas. The pride of lions will be joined by 2 red pandas, 2 Canada lynx, and 2 snow leopards. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One of the top public doctors in Cook County worries a combination of COVID and the flu could lead to what's being called a twindemic.
Dr. Nimi Rajagopal is the Associate Chair of Family and Community Medicine at Cook County Health. She's concerned that some people could contract COVID and the flu at the same time, which could lead to serious conditions in some people. That's why she says it's vital that people get vaccinated both against COVID and the flu.
The other thing that's really important to know for people that may not have gotten vaccinated for COVID yet or in the process of getting vaccinated for COVID or somewhere in the series is that you can get both the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine at the same time. That is acceptable. There is no interaction between the two.
She worries that a surge in flu cases will put additional strain on hospitals that are already coping with COVID. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Administrators at a suburban high school thanked a student for pulling off a unique senior prank last spring.
Rolling Meadows High School student Min Duong said he discovered a vulnerability in the District 214 network that allowed him to take control of any screen connected to it. On April 30th, every TV, smart board, and display menu played this. The practice is called Rick Rolling, unleashing Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up on an unsuspecting user. Duong detailed how he rickrolled all 11,000 students across all 6 high schools in a piece on his personal blog. He admitted the hack was illegal and that he could have faced criminal prosecution. Instead, he says, district officials thanked him for finding the vulnerability. Duong graduated last spring. He's now a student at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A British royal is taking issue with some billionaires who spent a lot of money in creating space tourism.
It's extraordinary.
A day after Star Trek's William Shatner marveled about his quickie trip to space, Britain's Prince William is urging billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Sir Richard Branson to get their heads out of the clouds and focus on problems here on Earth.
We've seen everyone trying to get space tourism going. It's the idea that we need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
The Duke of Cambridge tells the BBC climate anxiety is on the rise among young people, well aware their futures are threatened by climate change. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Traffic and weather coming up. It's 3:30.
When we at AmericanEagle.com were asked by our client, Repair Clinic, to, well, repair their website, our digital marketing experts, like Tim, rolled up their sleeves and got to work. If you know Tim, you know that he loves a good challenge, which meant that this project was pretty much the highlight of Tim's year. From improving slow-loading performance that plagued our client's site to slashing duplicate pages and building an optimized sitemap, Tim was like a real-life action hero, but of website optimization. And our client reaped the benefits, with major strides in their SEO, like more traffic, impressions, and revenue. Tim and the team even helped them create search and email marketing campaigns and better ongoing analytics tracking. However complex your digital challenges, from digital marketing and strategy to web development, UX, and more, talk to the experts at AmericanEagle.com. Don't just grow, soar.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $800 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, the lowest gas prices from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Sponsored by Packy Webb Ford. Get scary good deals like $500 to $2,000 in bonus cash, plus Packy Webb's lifetime warranty on most models. For details, visit PackyWebbFord.com. And Joliet, the BP at Caton Farm and Division, $3.36 a gallon. And in Markham, the Clark, 159th and Central, you pay $3.45. 3:38 now, traffic and weather together on the 8th, sponsored by the iPark It app.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.